Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
222, all twos across the board. John Grayson in for Dana and Parks on this Friday afternoon. And Sam Stevie alongside, of course. There are a couple of things going on. And one of them is we told you about this list. This came out of vinepair.com. I was wrong. It wasn't Slate. Oh, well. And they sat down with 11 bartenders and asked them all, what would turn you off when you walk into somebody else's bar? What do you see, or what do you smell, or what do you experience that makes you want to turn on your heel and go find some other place to go? And some of them are kind of obvious. A lot of it has to do with dirty stuff, you know, dirty glasses, dusty bottles. And the one that got me, and I can't tell you, this so easily puts me off. When you sit down at a bar and you put your arms up on the bar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's sticky.
Oh. Or you walk in and, you know, I like to wear my shoes untied. It's weird. I get it.
Okay.
But if I walk into the bar and I plant one foot and I go to, you know, lift it up to walk as people do, yeah, and my shoe remains on the floor.
Sticks to the floor.
Yep. It's time for me to go.
No doubt. And another one of the ones, and I kind of get where they're coming from on this, but I think this is probably a personal preference thing because you can go overboard with it. One of them said that if you're not greeted when you enter the bar, and I can forgive that, like if it's busy, you know, the bartender's going nuts and he's back there alone and he's got 20 customers he's trying to take care of. If he doesn't immediately look up and go, "Hey, how are you? Welcome in," I'll forgive that. But there are some people. I mean, when I walk into like the dollar store.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody to go, "Hi."
Right.
It's just, let me come in and I'll get my candy bar and I'll leave.
And that's a theft prevention tactic, by the way, when you do that at the dollar store.
Yep, absolutely. They want you to know, yes, we know you just walked in, so that you don't go stealing stuff and walking out with it. But another one, wet ice. That's, I had a friend years
wet
ago.
Ice.
Yeah. He was a Hall of Fame bartender. And what he did is he had a big pile of cracked ice on the bar top, you know, not like on the bar top, but on top of the little cabinet that he was working from.
Yeah.
And that wasn't for putting in drinks. What he would do with that is you had the ice in the freezer underneath that.
Right.
And that's where you would pull from because it's nice and dry. But what he did with the wet ice that was up on top is if he was making a drink that was a cold drink that didn't have ice in it, he would put the glass upside down on top of, like a martini.
Yeah.
He'd put the martini glass upside down on top of the ice while he was getting the bottles out to be able to make the drink. Then he'd make the drink in the, you know, do the shaker thing and then
to chill
the
cup.
The glass, exactly.
I love it.
But aside from that, yeah, if the ice is wet, it means that the temperature is not right inside the freezer. So
going back to the greeting, if you go in and sit at the bar and don't get greeted, that's one thing.
Yes.
If I go in and go to an establishment that I go to all the time and I go and sit down at the table and the server is busy, I get it. But if we make eye contact and you don't acknowledge my presence,
right,
I'm going to assume you don't want me there.
Yep.
And I'm going to go find a different place to go.
Does it bother you? This is not on the list, by the way, but does it bother you? Because I used to go to a place that was kind of like this and we didn't mean anything by it, but because it was such a small town and it was a local, you know, it was a husband and wife team who owned the place,
okay,
Bar and Grill, and he cooked and she, you know, was front of house. And because it's a small town, if you walk in and we don't know, you know, like you're there for the first time,
right. People
are going to turn around and look at you.
Who are you? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like we're not looking at you like, who are you? What are you doing here? It's just, you know, we don't know who you are.
Who's the new guy?
Right. Not that many new people walk in here. I got that the first time I went in there,
yeah. You
know? So it's just a thing. But I know there are some people who get really put off by that.
Even worse than sticky floors, and there is an establishment here that is known for it, and I won't call them out, but if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about, is greasy floors.
Oh, but that's dangerous, though.
Oh, yeah, and there is, I won't name it, they serve barbecue, and when you go to the bathroom, you better have both hands out to grab the wall, because otherwise you are going down.
Yeah. Now, you said the thing earlier about going to a sports bar when there's a big sporting event going on. When you're just out with friends, do you prefer a bar that's empty except you guys, or do you want a few people around?
I want it somewhere in the middle. And okay. You had mentioned like Final Four, so I can get past it if it's a big game that I'm going to watch.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, for example, Charlie Hooper's or Harpo's. Harpo's is a Mizzou bar, right? And so if I ever find myself in Westport these days, which I haven't been there in forever, and I walk into Harpo's and it happens to be a Mizzou game day and they're packed, I'm walking out because
right. No
offense, Mizzou, don't really care to watch the game.
And that's fair. Yeah, if it's something you're not interested in, because then, you know, every 15 minutes, the whole place is going to go nuts and you're going to have to stop what you're doing and stop talking to your friends until everybody calms back down.
Yeah.
Not fun. If you want in, as we said before, 913-586-7798. We'll check in on the text line here in just a couple of minutes. We've got some other areas of study to get into, including but not limited to. And Sam, I'll give you credit because you found this one, and I absolutely love it. There's a new book that's set to hit the store shelves in the not-too-distant future that's not going to smell like all of the other books on your shelf.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you why, tell you what it is, and then I've got some fun I think we can have with this one. So again, 913-586-7798. John Grayson in for Dana and Parks, and if you've got something to throw in, that's how you do it. Plenty more to come.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.